Conscious Moving, an embodied guide for healing, learning, contemplating, and creating. Unveiling the power of intentional movement in education, therapy, art, and self-reflection. By Christine Caldwell, PhD. Narrated by Christine Caldwell. Published by North Atlantic Books. The illustrations and appendices can be found in the PDF that comes with this audiobook. To all artists out there, to all healers out there, to all teachers out there, to all contemplatives out there, this covers just about everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Introduction. Body I am through and through, and nothing more. Friedrich Nietzsche. Thus spake Zarathustra. The word and the act of moving permeates our world. It suffuses our bodies, it gets us from place to place, it serves as a signal, and it holds social forces. Physicists tell us that everything moves, from subatomic particles to galaxies. Biologists use it to define life, and geologists tell us that our Earth constantly stretches, shivers, and creeps. Engineering understands that for something to work, it needs to move, whether it is a piston or an electron. When we say, "I am moved by something," we mean that our emotional selves have been routed in another direction. Tiny movements in the face of a friend tell us something is upsetting them, and unwittingly our face changes in response. When we talk about protest movements, images of marches and sign waving emerge. The protesters call for change, and change can be a synonym for movement. Movement is everywhere. Everything moves. Perhaps, by seeing movement as a kind of unifying principle, one that stitches together myriad places and peoples and actions, we can delve into our lives in a more engaged way. If we start out assuming that movement is everywhere and that everything moves, we might use this notion as a way of gracefully taking part in more purposeful projects. This book is one such project. While saluting many different areas of movement inquiry and working to thread them in wherever possible, this book homes in on the disciplines where I have more lived experience and years of study. Broadly speaking, this book examines and celebrates conscious human movement in the fields of healing, the arts, contemplative practice, and education. The main location of my work has been in the disciplines of psychotherapy, counseling, and healing, but I never managed to stay put in those areas. My degrees are in anthropology, dance therapy, and somatic psychology. From the outset, I felt it was all related. My choreography spoke of my psyche, and my body felt mine as well as the body of my cultural and ancestral peoples. My jobs consistently landed me in schools and universities. For several years, I was a senior student of Thich Nhat Hanh, a Zen Buddhist teacher and activist. Really, my work specializes in the human body as it moves deliberately, and what that means for learning, art-making, contemplative practice, and healing. Even in the 1970s, it felt absurd to me to separate physical from emotional, mental, and social health. Although the idea of these human conditions being interrelated used to be a fringe notion, these days most of us deeply appreciate how our emotions affect our physical health, how physical activity influences mental and emotional well-being, how thought patterns can impel our bodies to function differently, and how the well-being or illness of others connects us. This book asserts that this interrelatedness occurs because movement inhabits all these experiences, and movement in any system reverberates into others. Whether it involves the sizzling of neurons in our brain, the gurgling of a tense stomach, or the clenching of a fist, movement stitches together the whole of us. This movement does not stay inside of us either. Just like sound waves, light waves, and gravitational waves, movement emerges from our localized bodies and continues out into the rest of the world. We are all reverberating to the movements produced around us, at times in a clashing bump and in others a graceful dance. Art, learning, and healing are simply different applications of the same root movements within and around us. Again, although these ideas seemed odd at the time, now they are enjoying a high level of support in the creative arts therapies, behavioral medicine, embodiment practices, and experiential learning. Movement underlies it all. While this book examines art, contemplative disciplines, education, and therapy, it acknowledges that movement does not confine itself to these disciplines. It simply radiates out from its origins through space and time in waves of ever more subtle influence. If we take it as a given that these fields and many others are sharing movement processes, and that this interrelatedness occurs because human movement exposes the networking between them, we can explore the idea that working directly with movement can help us to learn, heal, and create within a more unified experience. Yes, there are separate fields, but they are perceived as such only because we choose to look at and express our experiences from specific vantage points. All vantage points are valid, yet we might define distress, bias, and illness as limiting vantage points that stifle our ability to see other perspectives. We can use movement to develop skills of shifting and holding different perspectives. We can dance with different viewpoints, be moved and enriched by them, and learn to turn away from viewpoints that no longer fit, that harm ourselves or others, or that don't give us a more complete picture of ourselves and the world. I hold a view that movement is about life, that aliveness is the movement of our breath, our heart, our muscle fibers, our brain waves, and that death is when these movements cease. Certainly that is true on a cellular level, but when scientists examine the world as it gets smaller, down below the level of cells, the basic unit of life, they will point out that molecules move, that atoms move, that subatomic particles move so crazily that we can't keep track of where they are. They zing around up to the speed of light and exist in multiple places at once. Those little buggers tunnel, orbit, and jump around all over the place. On the other end of the scale, these same folks remind us that not only do we move around the sun on Earth, but the solar system moves within the spiral arm of our galaxy, and that our galaxy is just one of the billions that are all wheeling around each other as well as expanding away from each other. Movement is everywhere, at every level. Taking on that viewpoint humbled me and led me to try to study physics, geology, chemistry, and biology. Further humbled, I came to see that all disciplines were studying movement in one form or another, whether it was quantum mechanics, tectonic plates, tropisms in plants, or chemical reactions. Still, I kept coming back to my body. How can I study and learn from my own movement experiences? Can studying my own localized body help me navigate from understanding how to take care of myself, all the way to the grander project of working to understand and act in the world on a clearer and more helpful way? These musings and movings gave rise to this book. This book celebrates and explores our ability to nimbly dance among interrelated personal experiences and scientific findings while touching on landscapes that are rarely visited outside spiritual traditions. It directly explores movements that underlie and nourish our experiences. It investigates moving for moving's sake before we know how these moves.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?